Hello, I'm David Moore.
This is Aaron Moore.
And we're from After Serenity and...
The Game Master Show.
Previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy, the chosen slayer of the vampires, and her friends, nicknamed the Scoobies, come up against one of their most powerful foes, Glorificus, also known as Glory, an ancient god trapped in human form and banished to Earth. In order to be restored to her world, Glory needs the key, a mystical ball of energy that unlocks the gates between the dimensions.
Unknown to Glory and the Scoobies, a group of monks charged with protecting the key transformed it into something the Slayer would protect, Buffy's sister Dawn. The monks implant memories into Buffy and the rest of the world, so they believe Dawn is simply a 14-year-old girl.
In her quest for the key, Glory sucks out Tara's brain, beats Spike into a bloody pulp, and kidnaps Dawn. Our group of heroes, Giles, Spike, Buffy, Xander, Anya, and Willow, follow the now addled-minded Tara to a large tower where Glory plans to use Dawn's blood to open an interdimensional rift. Using the Buffy bot to distract Glory, Willow uses magic to restore Tara's mind.
While the gang fights, Doc, a demon humanoid, manages to start the rift's opening by cutting Dawn. Buffy, in the ultimate sacrifice, jumps from the tower in order to close the rift. Xander, Willow, Giles, Tara, Anya, Spike, and Dawn all witnessed their beloved leader fall to her death, helpless to stop it.
And now, on to Buffy Between the Lines.
She's dead, Willow.
No. God, please, no. Giles, how could you say that? I mean, she can't be.
Why did she do that? We could have... Tara, baby, are you okay?
I'm here, baby. I'm here. I'm worried about Dawn, though. I think something big came out of the rift before Buffy jumped.
Dawn. Oh my god. We should get to Dawn.
Tara's right. More than one thing came out of that rift. We should get moving. And we have to get Anya and Dawn to a hospital.
Am I right, really? As long as Xander keeps carrying me. But we should get Dawn. Crazy people built that tower, and I'm not quite sure it's stable.
What about...
Buffy. Giles, we can't just leave her here.
She looks almost peaceful.
I'll get her. No, Spike. I'll take her.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
We are just too pretty for God to let us die.
Welcome, welcome to Tales from the Verge.
Here's the guy who's just in the nick of time!
Welcome.
Fanfic Podcast.
Tales from the Verse.
Tales from the Verse. Tales from the Verse.
I could stand here a little more.
www.talesfromtheverse.com.
He was not specific as to how.
www.talesfromtheverse.com.
Fanfic podcast.
I aim to misbehave.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Buffy and I once had a conversation about the Watcher Diaries. She commented on the fact that there is little in the Watcher Diaries about the deaths of the previous Slayers. After that conversation, she made me promise to record her own death when it came. "Someone needs to know, Giles," she had said. She was never one to take no for an answer. In honor of her request, I am recording these, the last days of my Slayer. I've tried to write the words many times since that final day, but how do you find the words when your heart screams too loudly for your brain to understand? I find myself instead staring at pictures of her, pictures of my parents, and of Jenny. The final battle with Glorificus, also known as She Who Cannot Be Named, and Glory, tested all of us. Despite our best efforts, the demon known as Doc was able to start the process to open the portal between the dimensions. Once the ceremony began, the only way to stop it was to the death of the key. Buffy realized the monks created Dawn out of her own essence. Buffy then sacrificed herself for her sister. Buffy jumped into the portal that was already beginning to allow species of demons from other dimensions into our own. Through her actions, Buffy sealed the rift. Dawn remains here in Sunnydale under the care of Willow, Xander, and myself. Hank Summers had left the family long ago, and with Joyce gone, we felt it best Dawn remain with us.
Giles?
Willow, come in.
Am I interrupting?
No, of course not. Sit down.
Thanks. Is it weird I find you cleaning your glasses oddly comforting?
No, not at all. I find it oddly comforting myself. Willow, is there something you need?
Can I say Buffy?
Of course. I think we all need her to some degree, but she's gone now, Willow.
I know. I mean, Giles, Buffy's gone. Sunnydale is on a hellmouth, and they'll take Dawn away. And everyone keeps asking me questions, and...
And you're not sure what to do?
Not really. I mean, what do we do? When's the new Slayer coming?
I don't think there is one coming.
No! Oh, Buffy! Just a dream. I'm just in bed. Spike's in bed. I'm... Oh. 10 fingers, 10 toes. God, what a dream! Buffy. I need a drink. Spike needs a drink. Why bother with a glass? Bloody hell, I'm talking to myself. I saved you, Buffy. I did, but it was a dream, and you fell, and again, and again, and... Oh, I saved you.
Anya?
Here, Xander, I'm here.
I was so worried. The doctors took so long. How are you?
Better. If better means you feel like you got hit by a Flangard demon 100 times and thrown into a covenant of Turgian sledge monsters.
That's my girl. Chock full of the demon-y references. You didn't tell that to the doctor, did you?
No, of course not. I told him that it was a gang on PCP. Actually, I think he told me that. Is that odd?
No, Anya, I think they've seen so much on the Hellmouth, they kind of know the weirdness in the cover stories.
Xander, is Buffy really dead?
Yeah, she really is.
Don't yell at me for asking it, but I need to know. Is this like when Joyce died? Do we do the same things? Will you hurt your hand again?
No, and yes. It's complicated.
Why? They're both gone. Stupidly and completely gone. Why is it different?
I don't know, Ann. But death happens differently, and so does dealing with it.
Being a human is harder than joining the Renwick clan. To join them, you just have to lose a major organ. I think I could do without my left kidney.
Are there any demon rituals that don't involve body parts or blood?
Maybe the ritual shaving.
Ann, can we just go home now?
Giles, we need to do something.
What do you propose we do, Willow?
I don't know. Something? Sunnydale is going to get a big evil party when they find out Buffy's dead. Remember that time she went away for spring break? To this day, I can't listen to Hey, Mocker in it without breaking out in a cold sweat.
I get this oddly disturbing image of a line of Demon Gone Wild videos. I do see your point, but Buffy is gone, and with no new Slayer coming until Faith dies...
Can we kill her? I'm up for that plan. Oh, wait, we still have the Buffy bot.
The bot? Isn't her head off or something?
Yeah, the bot. She could pretend to be Buffy. That would solve our problems with Dawn and the evil Hellmouth.
Hold on a minute. You're going to fix the Buffy bot and have her masquerade as Buffy to fool people into thinking Buffy's still alive?
Yeah, not a good idea?
Under the circumstances, it's brilliant.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
There are many reasons you shouldn't be smiling incessantly at work while listening to a podcast.
I won't wear my button that says, I'm a Slayer, ask me how.
You kill the best, go you. Kill, kill.
You were great, really. I thought you were a pro.
This isn't one of them. Listen to Strangely Literal, the podcast bringing you original fan fiction from Buffy, Angel, Firefly, and the other parts of the Jossverse. Look for us on iTunes, Yahoo, and our website, strangelyliteral.com.
News from the files, like the
vampires, operatives, and the occasional rocket launcher just make your day better.
Make fun of the ex-demon. I can just hear you in private. I dislike that Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
There. That should do it.
Honey, I'm sure it'll be perfect.
You always know what I'm thinking, don't you?
That's right, and don't you forget it.
Baby, do you think she'd like being here?
Of course. Why wouldn't she?
Well, she kind of saw this place as work, I guess.
Will, you're being too hard on yourself. She'll be near her mom. That would have made her happy. And this magical barrier you put up will make sure her grave is not only hidden, but that she'll be undisturbed. Besides, her soul isn't here. You know that, sweetie.
I don't know anything. She could be anywhere right now, and I can't talk to her, Tara. I can't ask her anymore.
I know, baby. I know.
We don't even know what casket she'd like, or flowers. Why didn't she make a will? You think a Slayer would have to. It's kind of important.
The flowers are perfect, honey. And the candles. And Dawn helped pick almost everything out. Like Buffy's dress and all. Everyone will be here soon. She would love that her family and friends were here for her. Here to say goodbye. Everyone even wrote something up to say. That's the most important thing.
Willow? Where are you?
Oh, I didn't think of that. We're invisible, too.
I'll stand outside the circle. Help people find it.
make sure they have their charms. Otherwise, they'll be in the middle of nothing.
That shimmery thing. Actually weird.
We bought flowers. Xander said we should.
That's nice, Anya.
Come here, Will.
Bloody hell. Playing games with Spike already? Where's the lot of you, then?
We're here, Spike. Willow already put up the barrier.
Oh, sorry, then.
When is Giles getting here?
Like I'm his bloody keeper. Look, just because we're both English doesn't mean I know where he is.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking Willow.
Who died and made Willow boss?
Spike.
That's really rather something, Willow.
It's nothing, really. Just an out-of-phase spell. Just slightly out of phase at that.
There's no... I mean, I guess I just thought there would be a tombstone. You know. I guess things like that take time.
There will be, Dawn. Your mother actually arranged things for both you and your sister. I'll make sure it's here soon.
I guess we're all here.
I guess so.
Well, someone needs to say something. Isn't that traditional?
Yes, of course. But even with something prepared, it's hard to find the words, Anya.
How about thanks for ruining our lives forever?
Dawn.
No. It's not right.
Donnie.
Forget it. I'm going.
Dawn, wait. It'll be okay.
No. No, it won't be. Nothing will be okay ever again.
Dawn!
It's okay. Just let her go, sweetie.
Well, I think this is getting fairly ridiculous.
Anya!
Well, it's true. All of us here, hurting too much to speak, Buffy meant something more than just being all quiet. She was the person who kept Xander from dying, and I'm happy about that. She was always running stupidly into danger when everyone else should have been running away. She made a difference. Now we're all going to die because she's not here, and I'm kind of sad about that.
Yeah. She did keep me alive, hon. There aren't really words to say it, Buffy. We'll miss you. A lot. I brought you flowers. I wish you could see them. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have known what a crazy world we live in. Wouldn't have made such a good friend. Wouldn't have found Anya. Wouldn't have been turned into the hunk of demon magnet I am today. We'll miss you, Buff.
I wrote mine down, Buffy. I'm not good with words. Not like you, and not like Willow. But none of us would be who we were today. Thank you, Buffy. When you and Dawn stood up for me with my family, that's the most beautiful gift you could have given. We're gonna miss how you made us more than just friends. We're family. Thanks for making us your family.
Buffy, if you can hear me, wherever you are, I thought I could help you. We tried. We really did. But we'll take care of Sunnydale and Dawn. And we're gonna be okay. We'll all be okay. Did you want to say something, Giles?
Goodbye, Buffy.
Baby, you want to come with me and go talk to Dawn?
Yeah. We'd better go.
I'll come too. Little Summers could use all the friends she has. Thank you.
touching. Slayer would have liked it.
Would she?
Yeah, you're right. Bloody sad occasion. Care for a drink?
To Buffy.
Buffy.
Willow was right. We should have been better for her. God. They said this would happen. No one said it hurt this much.
Huh, never do.
Thanks for the drink, Spike.
Not a worry. What would you like, love? Trombones, flutes, crying Japanese women? None of us really knew. It happened so fast. You'd think I'd know about funerals. Been to too many myself. Seen mates die even before I was sired. I've been around a long time, and I've been in love for most of it. Drusilla was my dark queen, my black beauty. She taught me so much. Made me what I am. She showed me the glory of life and how to revel in it. I worshipped her. She was my world. But then she left me. Because of you. You... Buffy. I should have... No. You came, and things changed. You made me want to be a better man, someone worthy of... You were like this bright beacon in the darkness. You outshone everything around you. You made me want to bask in the light, even though it would kill me. She may have been my world, but you are the sun. I was a poet. Did you know that? Before, well, I wrote something for you. She is a light that shines like no other. She is the light that shades the sun. She... Hello. Who's there? Who's... That bastard!
I can't get my summoning flutes working. Tucker!
Drew, you can't just buy things on eBay and expect them to bring whatever you want. You're such a dork.
Doofus.
Wannabe.
Hey, you two. Stop it. I'm trying to study.
Candace, you just can't barge in.
Mom says you're being too loud anyways. What is Dumb and Dumber up to anyways?
Nothing. And I...
And what, Andrew?
You're not supposed to be in here, Candace.
Like I even want to, nerd brain. I have to study and then practice Anya's Dei for choir practice.
Gotta practice Anya's Dei. Gosh, could you get lamer? Next thing you'll be dragging that quiet girl back over for tea and cake.
Her name is Tara. And she's a very good friend. She just needs some pushing in the right direction. And since she's been hanging out with Willow, she'll have... Why am I defending myself? Ugh! Brothers!
Now look what you made me do! She's gonna tell Mom!
Drew, could you be lamer? What are you, 7?
Well, she could.
There's as much chance of that happening as there is of your stupid flute summoning anything.
Tucker?
What now, Andrew?
Can you look over there?
Oh... Crap.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Do you often have the major Wiggins? Is your girlfriend a bitka? Are you tired of being everybody's butt monkey? If you answered yes to any of these questions, head on over to Undead America, Adventures in the Buffyverse. I'm your humble host, Allie Renee. Sit back as I guide you through the wonders of Joss Whedon's Buffyverse with essays and reviews of Buffy and Angel. I'll keep you up to date on news, comics, books, toys and collectibles, and other geeky goodness. In Joss, we trust. Undead America is at undeadamerica.blogspot.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
You should have stayed dead.
Dead? Kind of hard for me to do that.
Or did you and your pathetic band of Slayer wannabes miss that?
Well, I guess I'm simply going to have to try again, eh? Will you stop with that sodding tale?
I'm sorry. I forgot the Marquess of Queensbury rules don't allow for demon appendages.
Is that your master plan, then? Kill me with your bleeding whip?
Of course not. I plan on just killing you. Let's end this.
What? Let's end this? You've got to be kidding me. Look, nobody says that anymore. What are you, some kind of Disney villain? You've got a lot to learn about being bad, son.
Well, I was a bit rushed. Didn't have time to come up with appropriate dialogue on how I'm going to kill you.
Did you hear something?
Yeah, I do. Xander, is that Spike?
Probably crying and reading some awful poetry. Halfrick once told me that he...
Is Spike fighting?
Like that's something new. We really should get home and check on Dawn.
This could be serious, Xander.
Is that who I think it is? Does that guy never stay dead?
Should we help Spike?
I think we should. And I have a plan.
Your hell god was a lot better with the appropriate comebacks, even if she wasn't right in the head.
You're reducing me to a 2-year-old. Less talk, more killing.
Hey, demon boy!
Xander, they're both demons.
Will, I'm not sure this is gonna work.
Ooh, fresh blood. You'll all pay for your part in killing the beautiful Glorificus.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't like you.
Xander, leave the taunting to someone who knows how to. Hey now, where'd you get a sword?
When one's deity is brutally murdered, one comes prepared.
Well, it's a stupid sword. And, hey, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Pathetic, really. I might have to kill you first.
Not if we have anything to say about
it. May my enemy be blinded so he cannot see.
May we escape from him with grace.
Grant us our prayer.
What? Where am I? Who are you?
Let's
people?
Go. Time to regroup.
I'm not bloody well regrouping.
I'm all for the standard run and hide scenario.
Spike, come on. We need to figure out a plan. And there's Dawn. If Doc is here, someone else could be after her. Anya isn't exactly the National Guard.
You're right. We better get there right quick. Nice thinking, Red.
I think we should go. I'm not sure how long this spell will last.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
We all love the Buffyverse, and it means something to each of us.
I've made so many great friends because of this one show, because of this one connection through this silly little television show.
It was a show about people. I identified with Xander.
It had been advertised that they were going to blow up the school, so I wanted to see them blow up the school.
At which point I go into my regular spiel about the quality of the writing, the emotional resonance of the action, and the ability Allison Hannigan has to make your heart break when she cries. Upside Down and Halfway to Happy Land explores the things we love best in the Buffyverse from the perspective of the everyday fan. Check out our discussions on characters.
Getting back to Jonathan, I guess, I like his character a lot, but I think I wouldn't like it if he was in every episode.
Detrimental to the rest of the group.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, like, Selfish Willow is where someone thinks that gone wrong. Individual episodes.
Also, there's so many references to the rest of the stories.
And I remember in the freshman episode when Sunday, the vampire that was after Buffy, when she took...
And general Buffyverse topics.
Because he is, he is actually, in the Buffyverse, I think, the most dynamic in the view of whether someone has a soul and how it affects them. Because you have three aspects.
Yeah, unfortunately. So she's just a good girl gone lame for me.
Aww.
So, check out Upside Down and Halfway to Happy Land, the place where just being a fan means something. You can find Upside Down and Halfway to Happy Land on iTunes, or you can check out the website at www.upsidedownhappyland.blogspot.com for more details.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Did you get a hold of Giles?
No answer at home or the magic box. But it hasn't been that long since the service. Maybe he's still driving home.
Great. We don't even get to mourn Buffy properly because the Hellmouth gives us Never Die Guy. I really hate this place. Why aren't we moving off the Hellmouth again?
Because none of you can leave. Runaway is always my plan, but you stupid humans have some lame attachment to this place.
Anya, Xander, you know why we're not leaving? We've talked about this. With all the change that's going on, the last thing Dawn needs is to be uprooted. Plus, we have to make it look normal, or they'll take Dawn away.
Right. But the moment we get a chance to move, I say we take it. Scotland, anyone?
Scotland? Who'd want to live there? I went there in the 1700s when I was a vengeance demon. Beautiful countryside, but they eat the insides of sheep.
Anya, not that this is the most appropriate time, but you were a vengeance demon who loved causing brutal carnage. And you didn't like that they ate the insides of sheep? Isn't that a touch hypocritical?
Well, I like sheep.
There has to be a spell or a potion or something to get rid of this guy.
Do we even know what he is?
Aquianus demon. Doc's been around a while. Met him once in the 1900s.
Found the little bit. She was upstairs.
What's the big scare?
Dawn, are you okay? We were kind of worried about you.
I'm fine. What's going on?
We saw Doc. He's still alive, and he's not too happy about us dispatching Glory. What happened to Glory, anyway?
Ben must have died. The Slayer gave him a heck of a beating.
Spike spent a little too much time getting knocked around. We're talking about Glory, not Ben.
Wait, you mean that mojo thing's still working? Somebody must have put the spell back up. Look, for the love of all that's unholy, Ben is Glory, Glory is Ben.
So you're saying that Ben and Glory are connected?
Oh, never mind. We've got more pressing concerns, like how I'm going to kill Doc.
I think I found him. Aquinas, reptilian in nature. I can't find a way to kill him, though.
What? What kind of useless book is that?
Well, the spine says Time Life series.
Don't worry, sweetie. I'll keep looking.
We really don't have enough books here. Maybe we should go to the magic box.
We don't need magic. We need weapons. Little bit. Find me your sister's crossbow.
Oh, just what Buffy would have wanted. Littlest Summers playing with weapons.
Don't start with me, you stupid git.
All of you stop this. It's stupid and childish. We need to work together. Spike, get us weapons. There's a chest up in Buffy's room. Tara, can you take Dawn somewhere? Doc might know where they live and come looking for her.
Why don't I call Candace? No offense, but I really think this is going to need all of us.
Your choir buddy? Sure.
Yeah, sure. Ship off the orphan child.
Donnie, no one is saying that. It's just, Doc hurt you before. We don't want that to happen again.
Red's right, Niblet. Gotta keep you safe.
Well, we charge into danger like the stupid humans we are.
Anya, that is really not appropriate. We've done this so many times. We just need to get some...
We've done this so many times with Buffy. Without Buffy, we're gonna all die horrible deaths.
Anya, how about you shut up now?
Whoa, the willow of the black eyes. It's okay. We're all just worried and concerned. It'll be okay.
I wish Giles was here.
What'll it be, buddy?
A bottle of whiskey, whatever you have.
Ain't seen you around here before, have I?
Is chit-chat really necessary?
No. You just look like you could use a friendly ear. Excuse me for breathing. I will get you a bottle of scotch.
They always want to talk.
Pardon me?
They always want to talk. How are you? What do you know? Why so blue?
Do I know you?
Maybe, but who cares anymore?
Honey, do you really think this is a good idea?
Oh, Tara, do not question the Almighty Willow and her plan to... What was your plan again, Will?
I'd still say my plan was better.
Spike, your plan was to rip the guy's head off, which if I remember correctly, didn't quite work the first time.
Quiet, guys. My plan will work. We'll just use that transportation spell.
Move Doc to another place where he can come after us again. Quite the plan.
Anya, do you have a better plan?
Finally, someone asked me. Now I say we run and hide, the only plausible option for frail humans.
No, this will work. Or at least it will until I get a hold of Giles.
I smell him.
You smell Giles?
No, Doc. He's close.
Where?
Dunno. But he's scared. Good.
Did I ever mention that vampire scent thing is a bit weird?
Wait, there he is!
Curse this dark cemetery. I can't see a thing.
Do you hear that?
Oh, no.
What is that?
Oh, there he is. I do see him. He's running by the Thompson Crypt.
It just occurred to me, we spend way too much time in the cemetery.
It's bunnies. Bunnies are after him.
Bunnies?
Someone must have found the summoning flutes and unleashed them.
Bunnies.
Can't you see them?
It sounds more like wild hounds or something.
Maybe it's a werewolf. I hope not. The whole shooting them with tranquilizers, not really fun.
Ah! Ah!
Bloody hell. Whatever it is, it's...
Oh.
Xander, we have to stop the bunnies.
Oh. Ew.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
It's the PAX. The G23 Paxilin Hydrochloride.
It went out on a broad wave, sir. Everyone who wants it has it.
You need to control this damage. Start a discrediting campaign to deal with these.
Sir, we feel you should know. There are other projects.
Get ready.
I would like to introduce myself. I am Gerald, your hostage.
To live at the edge.
What do you mean he's dead?
Just because I ain't a nice person, sugar, doesn't mean we can't deal.
This attack wasn't random. It was selected.
Surviving in the verse has never been harder.
You'll make a fine Alliance officer someday.
For a brown coat like you. After Serenity, the ongoing campaign, the story has a new season.
What do you mean he's dead?
Hey, what do you guys mean? Is he dead?
Is he dead?
He's dead, isn't he? What do you mean by that?
AfterSerenity.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
You should have seen it, Giles.
Not that we saw much.
It was worse than seeing.
From what you said, I'm rather glad that I missed it.
Why won't anybody believe me that it was bunnies?
Hun, we talked about this. There were no bunnies. Just a whole lot of oogly mooglies.
I just don't understand your insistence on that phrase. It doesn't even mean anything.
Not to intrude on an unnecessary conversation, but are you sure that Doc is really deceased this time?
If the process of removing his head from his body didn't kill him, then I say we should bury him in cement.
Those demon bunnies are loose, and all you guys can think about are decapitated corpses.
What did you do with the body?
That's the other strange part, Mr. Giles. A man came by and salted and burned the body before we could get to it.
We were still a ways off. By the time we got there, he was gone, and so was most of the body.
It was like he'd been waiting.
The real point is, we're not safe. We should leave town.
Well, Anya, we can't leave.
Why not? You hate your family, and Willow barely talks to hers. Tara and Willow can go to school elsewhere. Giles is talking about leaving anyway. Without Buffy, we're all sitting geese.
Giles? Leave? That's absurd! Giles, you're not really thinking about leaving, are you?
Well...
We have no ties to this town.
Dawn.
Dawn? She's not tied to this place.
This is the Hellmouth. Stranger things have happened.
Anya's right, though. If we hadn't had those... whatever they were... Doc might have won. It was all Quidditch and no Seeker for Team Scooby.
We really need Buffy.
The best thing we've got right now is a broken sex bot.
Which I am fixing.
But without the real Buffy.
Finally, someone agrees with me.
We'll just have to make do, I'm afraid. Sunnydale needs a slayer.
Drew? They're gone. I'm not sure why or how, but the bunnies are gone. Come out of the closet.
Tucker, what are those things?
I have no idea. But if you play those stupid flutes again, I will personally knock your brains in.
Tucker, there's still one in here! Oh, God, don't! Get it! Get it!
Would you stand still, Drew? I can't find him.
Maybe it wants carrots. Give it carrots!
Right, in our bedroom. Good thinking, doofus.
All right, Sid and Nancy, would you please shut up?
I bet Luke never had to put up with this with Princess Leia banging on his door. I bet they...
Andrew, just... would you just shut up and get a carrot?
How have other Watchers done this? How many have slid their journals into envelopes with the sound of their Slayer's last words screaming in their ears? How many have cursed the sky and then faded into oblivion? Why must this be the way of things? She was only a girl. God in heaven, she was so young. Nothing is known of the previous Watchers after they lost their respective Slayers. I have no example to follow, no protocol, no rules. They, like myself, have fulfilled their purpose and disappeared. Since I'm no longer officially with the Watchers Council, I don't even have a place to send this journal. I can only chronicle the last days of Buffy Summers. It was an honor to train her, to know her, and to fight side by side with her. Her final battle was her greatest victory.
It is time. Time for those born of earth, of fire, of water, and of air to find a new defender.
This episode was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were John Meadows, Paula, Tabitha, and Kim. Original music for this episode by Austin Wintery. Visit the artist at austinwintery.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Special thanks to our beta readers, Trish, Gwen Blair, Annunette, Laura TD, and I'm a Mezzo. This episode was written by Tabitha Grace Smith. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Mad Scientist as Willow, Cliss as Tara, Brian Brown as Giles, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Nick Edwards as Spike, Tasha as Dawn, Andrew Ball as Tucker, Jason aka FozzieBear13 as Andrew, Laura Knott as Candace, Kevin Cummings as Doc, Kinsey Schwartz as Jinx, James Pitts as Bartender Brendan, and Christiana Ellis as Air. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at www.buffybetweenthelines.com. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode.
If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes. No bunnies were harmed in the making of this podcast.
If better means you feel like getting hit by a giant Flaggar demon 100 times and thrown into a coven of Trigi slime monsters, who wrote this?